The Crisis Receiving Center director is Allison Taylor. She says the new facility will keep some people from winding up in a state hospital for psychiatric care.
So I think about it as like an urgent care. So you need something now. You don't want to wait for an outpatient visit. Can't get in with a primary care doctor or with a therapist until a week or a weekday or something like that. And this is a weekend or it's an overnight. And so that is when people can kind of walk in.
The Blue Ridge Behavioral Healthcare Crisis Center won't be able to prescribe medications initially, but that is a long-range goal. Taylor says local law enforcement agencies who encounter people under mental stress now have another place to bring them in an emergency situation.
So we've had a lot of discussions with local law enforcement, and actually at our open house, I think we had representation from every police department and sheriff's office within our catchment area. People are excited about the new 23-hour unit and the potential of dropping someone off voluntarily there, whereas right now the only option they really have are the local ERs,
which are often overcrowded with long wait times. Taylor says the soft opening at the new crisis center will last about 4 weeks as they evaluate the rollout and make any tweaks necessary. Gene Marano, WFIR News.